Hello. Hello.
Hello, John. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm happy that you're patient. You stayed on the line. This is Tina from Local Splash. I just had a headset problem. I could hear you and you couldn't hear me. But in any case, I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know.
I wasn't planning on continuing service with you, so I don't know about why there's any payment. I had thought I had canceled service.
Let me see here. Okay, so I think the problem is there's a note here back from April that Lily called you regarding a cancellation request, and she said that she offered to put the account on a seasonal hold, and you had asked for 2 to 3 months and agreed on reactivating on July 15th. So she went on over the next billing date and put it on a seasonal hold rather than a cancellation. So
I don't really want to have service. I'm sorry.
okay, so let me give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So in this case, 3 business days prior to July 15th, since you agreed on that seasonal hold. So number one, go ahead.
I'm not paying for any service, so I don't really know what you have in mind, but I'm not doing any more service with you.
Okay, that's between you and your credit. But I do want to let you know that in the time that you've worked with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 667 times, and you've had 28 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably had some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I've only had maybe two or three that have called me. So I don't know.
I see. Okay. So, with the 28 Google actions, I'm sure that you've probably gotten more than 2 to 3 calls, but again, maybe you just weren't aware that they were calling from the Google listing. But, I can give you,
I would be aware of it. I've only had, I'm only aware of maybe 3 calls.
That said they found you online?
Yep.
Okay. So, let me look here. You have a 5-star rating, which is good, so you're doing good with the reviews. Sometimes that affects conversion, but you're doing pretty well with the reviews, which is good. Yeah. So I'll give you some time to kind of absorb everything since you were not aware that the program was going to renew. Lily put in the note.
Truthfully, I thought I had canceled, and then I got and just noticed the other day that, you said payment hadn't gone through, actually, I was getting ready to call you today. I had your number and was going to reach out to you.
Okay. So My only trepidation is that it's past due for 149, but come August 15th, it'll be past due for 298 because that will continue to reoccur until this gets settled.
Well,
so
I'm not paying it.
Right. That's like I said, that's up to you, you know, that and the terms that you agreed to with your signature and whatnot. But I want to give you some options, and I don't expect you to pay anything now. I just want you to think about this, and I can touch base with you, you know, maybe next week. But number one, I can put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly, so that would at least save you $20 off the past due balance.
And also, when I was billed before, I was charged more than what I had originally been told.
How much more were you charged? When was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but that was one of the reasons I was canceling also. I was told a cheaper amount, and I was billed more.
So we don't have a cheaper amount than $149. That's actually our friends and family pricing. Normally, you have to be an employee here to get that type of a rate. So whoever signed you up initially had to get an
even charged 200 or something. I don't know. I don't remember.
Not through us, because I have your billing information in front of me, and you paid $149 on December 15th. That's when you paid, when you signed up. You paid $149 on January 15th, and then the March 15th payment was a service credit, so that was a free month, so your invoice was zero.
I was originally told it was like $125 or something.
Yeah, it's like I said, we don't have a pricing package like that. The only pricing that we have that's close to that is the corporate rate of $129. And typically, you have to have 100 locations listed with us in order to get that pricing.
Yeah.
So
I think that's what I was quoted, though.
I can go back and review the call, but again, in the terms and conditions, it has the $149 price listed, and then you acknowledge that with your e-signature. So, yeah, but I can go back and review it because all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. But with that being said, that's option number one. Option number two would be to cancel the program and just keep the site. And that's $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So either way.
Hosting of what site?
LandscapingMaintenanceColumbus.com. So it looks like you already have a site of JohnPetersLandscaping.com. But when you came on board with us, we also built you a site. So what some people do, I'll send you a link to it just so that you can see it. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down. Between you and me, John, that's a more affordable way to go if you wanted to settle this, because once you pay the $29, the account is current, and then you can cancel right after if you wanted to. So, you know.
Well, I would be willing to do that, but maybe.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to work with you here, because, you know, I don't want you to have a reoccurring past due balance that turns into an issue, you know, and it does seem like based on what you told me, I know you're being honest and forthright. You didn't know that it going to reactivate. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I'll definitely.
I remember the conversations. Truthfully,
yeah.
I thought I had canceled, and then I saw that the bill hadn't been paid, and I was getting ready to call you.
Yeah, to figure out what was. Yeah, there was an email sent on July 8th that said, "Welcome back. We're here to inform you that your service is scheduled to continue on July 15th," and that was just kind of a heads up, just in case you didn't want to continue.
Yeah,
you know.
I didn't see it, and I had been having troubles with my emails and...
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, like I said, naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due from 149 to 29, but in your case, I'm going to get that overridden. And then do you want to do that final payment now and the cancellation, or did you want, you know, need a little bit of...
I could do it first of next week.
Okay. So let me put a note in here. He didn't know it was going to reactivate.
I just had some major problems here, so I'm hurting this week.
Okay, okay, no problem. I know how it is to be a business owner. Sometimes it's hit or miss. I have a lot of clients that tell me right now that they're trying to collect payment from their clients and they're not paying them, which it just, it makes me so angry. Who would hire a contractor or something and not pay them? But it's happening, you know?
So, I don't have too much trouble with that. I'm just small, and I just don't have enough work, and I've had a bunch of breakdowns, and I had to spend a bunch of money.
Okay, yeah, those breakdowns are killer, especially when you're not expecting them, huh?
Yeah, and that's the way it always happens.
Yeah, that's true. It never happens when you're expecting it.
Yeah.
Let me just check.
Gas is killing me, too.
Oh, it's killing everybody. We have a lot of people that are calling us trying to narrow down their service area where initially they were telling us, oh, I'll go 30 to 50 miles, and now they're like, I just want to stay within my own backyard.
I'm driving 35 miles, and, you know, I'm losing money doing their service, you know.
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. I had one guy call me and he was so upset because he was working with a lead service and he was going all over town bidding on all this work and he was getting undercut by other guys. So he called and he said, I want you to put up on my page that it's a $300 fee for an estimate if I have to drive there, but it'll go towards their work. But if it's a picture estimate, I'll do it for free. And then it was so funny. He called me a few days later, and he's like, I didn't mean that. I don't want to put it on there. I was just mad, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I'm having a big dispute with Angie's leads.
Oh, my gosh, that's who he was working with, too.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a total ripoff. It's like they're billing me for $950, and I got out of all those leads, I maybe got a handful. You know, they send you a lead, and you have to pay for it whether you even talk to the people or not. And
that's
horrible. And they send the lead out to 100 people, and you know, a lot of them are bogus, and a lot of the leads, I'll call them within 5 minutes of getting the lead, and they've already hired someone, so the lead was old.
Oh no!
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
like,
how
could you have hired someone? I just got the lead and called you. Oh, well, they had gotten the lead, you know, other people had gotten the lead 2 or 3 days earlier, you know? And, it's just on and on and on, you know? So I stopped payment on them on 2 big amounts, you know, because it was just totally bullshit, you know. And so now they've got a law firm. They're going to, you know, try to come after me on it, you know.
Oh, no. You know what? That's the first time I heard that. I've heard from other customers that if they get bogus leads, which happens all the time, that they call them and they're pretty good at crediting them back. But the problem is people say it becomes time-consuming because it happens all the time.
I tried that. They give you a few, and then, it's a total hassle. You're on, you know, it's like constantly you know, I'm just like, well, I wasn't even, it got to the point where I wasn't even, I was getting leads and I wasn't even responding, you know. And I let it go and build up, you know, and I should have, and then I tried to call and cancel them and they go, well, you can't cancel, until you pay this amount. And I go, well, I'm not paying it, you know. And then I had to block, you know, I blocked them, you know.
Well, and, I guess the good news is that they can't bill you any further, you know what I mean? And hopefully, you know.
Yeah, but they're coming after me for $900 and some.
Well, you never know. You might win that when they have their legal people or whoever's working on it reach out to you. If you tell them the situation, they might, you know.
Yeah, I already talked to them. They, well, that's not acceptable. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I had back many, many years ago when I was young, my dog got sick in the middle of the night, so I took him to an emergency clinic. And I paid them two separate payments, one for like the initial visit and then the other was for the treatment through the night. But they called me in the morning and they said, this is just an emergency clinic and your dog has parvo, but you have to pick him up and take him somewhere else. So I picked him up and when I was driving to the new facility, he passed away right in my car. And I stopped payment, and that when they called me, the collection people, they said, oh, you owe them, you know, $600 and something. I didn't stop payment on the initial, which was for the visit, because I thought they did, you know, evaluate him and take him in and that, so I'll pay him for that. But the treatment through the night, I told them they should have never, emergency clinic or not, had me come pick him up if he couldn't have made it, you know, 20 minutes to the next facility. If he was, like, ready to die, they should have never taken him off of the IVs and the fluids and, you know. Mm-hmm. So that collection agency never reached out to me again. They were like, okay, definitely, you know, we understand. We wouldn't pay it either, you know. Yeah. So it was a sad situation, but I thought, wow, that's the first time in my life that I realized that, wow, they're willing to work with you if they know the situation. But I guess for you, it's not a collection agency.
Well,
it's their legal.
I'm sure there's lots of companies that are just saying, screw you, you know.
Probably so.
It's terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm happy at least I could work with you a little bit and, you know, get this settled. So here, John, is the card that we have on file is no good. So do you want me to put in a new payment method and just process it next week for 29, or should I just reach out to you next week?
Why don't you get hold of me Monday morning?
Okay, perfect.
We'll do it
on Monday morning. Okay. I'm going to send you, just in case, an email that says, sorry, we missed you. And that email has information where if it's easier, you could log on to the dashboard and update it that way. But
I can't do that. You don't want to do it.
Okay.
See, that's the problem. I hate online. I'm still old school, and I to tell you the truth, I got on my email for the first time in 2 weeks, just yesterday, you know, maybe even 3 weeks. I don't even, it's on my laptop and not on my phones, and I've been busy, and I've got 10,000 emails on my
laptop. So I'm just putting a note here for Monday. Follow up for payment. Client wants to pay and cancel. Okay, so I adjusted the invoice and got that overridden for the 29th. So I'll talk to you on Monday. That way you don't have to worry about logging on to anything or anything like that. And then, like I said, once I get the green light, we'll get you canceled out. You won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
All right, yep. And then I'll still have that one site you talked about.
Well, that's $29 monthly. So what we can do on Monday is, that's the 25th. I could push the next billing out to the August 25th. So you would have the option of keeping the site for the remainder of the month and then, you know, canceling it closer to that date. Or we could just take care of the payment and cancel it on Monday, whatever's easier for you. But if you want to do the, you know, keep the site for another month since, you know, you're paying for the hosting, I could send you a little reminder email, maybe like on the 21st, saying, hey, John, you know, Local Splash will bill on the 25th, and that way you won't forget to call and cancel it. You know what I mean?
Now I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the $29 is not a one-time fee. It's a $29 per month hosting fee to keep the site. So when you pay that, you'll have the site for another month, right? But if you pay it and cancel it right away, then the site is going to not be active. You see what I mean?
Well, I'll pay it monthly. I'm going to pay it monthly.
Oh, you'll just keep it for the, okay, there you go. Well, then I'll put a note here that we'll just stay with the hosting fee on Monday. And then if you have any other questions, we can talk about it at that time, but we'll just keep it that way. And then I'll push the next billing out. So let me put that. I'll put in the notes here so I don't
forget. Yeah, I have to get off. I really have to get off here, too. I'm late for
work. You're good. You're good to go. I'll talk to you Monday.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.